Tractate 45. John 10. 1-10. Part 1. Our Lord's discourse to the Jews began in connection with the man who was born blind and was restored to sight. Your charity therefore ought to know and be advised that today's lesson is interwoven with that one. For when the Lord had said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they who see not might see, and they who see might be made blind," which, on the occasion of its reading, we expounded according to our ability, some of the Pharisees said, "Are we blind also?" To whom he replied, "If you were blind, you should have no sin, but now you say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remaineth." To these words he added what we have been hearing today when the lesson was read. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." For they declared that they were not blind, yet could they see only by being the sheep of Christ. Whence claimed they possession of the light, who were acting as thieves against the day? Because, then, of their vain and proud and incurable arrogance, did the Lord Jesus subjoin these words, wherein he has given us also salutary lessons, if we lay them to heart. For there are many who, according to a custom of this life, are called good people, good men, good women, innocent, and observers as it were of what is commanded in the law, paying respect to their parents, abstaining from adultery, doing no murder, committing no theft, giving no false witness against any one, and observing all else that the law requires, yet are not Christians, and for the most part ask boastfully, like these men, "Are we blind also?" But just because all these things that they do, and know not to what end they should have reference, they do to no purpose, the Lord has set forth in today's lesson the similitude of his own flock, and of the door that leads into the sheepfold. Pagans may say, then, "We live well. If they enter not by the door, what good will that do them, whereof they boast? For to this end ought good living to benefit every one, that it may be given him to live forever, for to whomsoever eternal life is not given, of what benefit is the living well? For they ought not to be spoken of as even living well, who either from blindness know not the end of a right life, or in their pride despise it. But no one has the true and certain hope of living always, unless he know the life, that it is Christ, and enter by the gate into the sheepfold. Such, accordingly, for the most part seek to persuade men to live well, and yet not to be Christians. By another way they wish to climb up, to steal and to kill, not as the shepherd, to preserve and to save. And thus there have been certain philosophers, holding many subtle discussions about the virtues and the vices, dividing, defining, drawing out to their close the most acute processes of reasoning, filling books, brandishing their wisdom with rattling jaws, who would even dare to say to people, "Follow us, keep to our sect, if you would live happily." But they had not entered by the door, they wished to destroy, to slay, and to murder. What shall I say of such? Look, the Pharisees themselves were in the habit of reading, and in what they read, their voices re-echoed the Christ, they hoped he would come, and recognized him not when present, they boasted, even they, of being amongst those who saw, that is, among the wise, and they disowned the Christ, and entered not in by the door. Therefore would such also, if they chanced to seduce any, seduce them to be slaughtered and murdered, not to be brought into liberty. Let us leave these also to themselves, and look at those who glory in the name of Christ himself, and see whether even they perchance are entering in by the door. For there are countless numbers who not only boast that they see, but would have it appear that they are enlightened by Christ, yet are they heretics. Have even they somehow entered by the gate? Surely not. Sabellius says, "He who is the Son is himself the Father, but if the Son, then is there no Father. He enters not by the door, who asserts that the Son is the Father. Arius says, the Father is one thing, the Son is another thing. He would say rightly if he said, another person, but not another thing. For when he says, another thing, he contradicts him who says in his hearing, I and my Father are one. Neither does he therefore enter by the door, for he preaches a Christ such as he fabricates for himself, not such as the truth declares him. Thou hast the name, thou hast not the reality. Christ is the name of something, keep hold of the thing itself, if thou wouldst benefit by the name. Another, I know not from whence, says with Photinus, Christ is mere man, he is not God. He enters not in by the door, for Christ is both man and God. But why need I make many references, and enumerate the many vanities of heretics? Keep hold of this, that Christ's sheepfold is the Catholic Church. Whoever would enter the sheepfold, let him enter by the door, let him preach the true Christ. Not only let him preach the true Christ, but seek Christ's glory, not his own, for many, by seeking their own glory, have scattered Christ's sheep, instead of gathering them. For Christ the Lord is a low gateway, he who enters by this gateway must humble himself, that he may be able to enter with head unharmed. But he that humbleth not, but exalteth himself, wishes to climb over the wall, and he that climbeth over the wall, is exalted only to fall. Thus far, however, the Lord Jesus speaks in covered language, not as yet is he understood. He names the door, he names the sheepfold, he names the sheep, all this he sets forth, but does not yet explain. Let us read on then, for he is coming to those words, wherein he may think proper to give us some explanation of what he has said, from the explanation of which he will perhaps enable us to understand also what he has not explained. For he gives us what is plain, for food, what is obscure, for exercise. He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way. Woe to the wretch, for he is sure to fall. Let him then be humble, let him enter by the door, let him walk on the level ground, and he shall not stumble. The same, he says, is a thief and a robber. The sheep of another he desires to call his own sheep his own, that is, as carried off by stealth, for the purpose, not of saving, but of slaying them. Therefore is he a thief, because what is another's he calls his own, a robber, because what he has stolen he also kills. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, to him the porter openeth. Concerning this porter we shall make inquiry, when we have heard of the Lord himself what is the door and who is the shepherd. And the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name. For he has their names written in the book of life. He calleth his own sheep by name. Hence, says the apostle, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And he letteth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger do they not follow, but do flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. These are veiled words, full of topics of inquiry, pregnant with sacramental signs. Let us follow then, and listen to the Master as he makes some opening into these obscurities, and perhaps by the opening he makes, he will cause us to enter. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what he spake unto them. Nor we also, perhaps. What, then, is the difference between them and us, before even we can understand these words? This, that we on our part knock, that it may be opened unto us, while they, by disowning Christ, refused to enter for salvation, and preferred remaining outside to be destroyed. In as far, then, as we listen to these words with a pious mind, in as far as, before we understand them, we believe them to be true and divine, we stand at a great distance from these men. For when two persons are listening to the words of the gospel, the one impious, the other pious, and some of these are such as neither perhaps understands, the one says, "It has said nothing," the other says, "It has said the truth, and what it has said is good, but we do not understand it." This latter, because he believes, now knocks, that he may be worthy to have it opened up to him, if he continue knocking, but the other still hears the words, "If you believe not, you shall not understand." Why do I draw your attention to this? Even for this reason, that when I have explained as I can these obscure words, or, because of their great abstruseness, I have either myself failed to arrive at an understanding of them, or wanted the faculty of explaining what I do understand, or everyone has been so dull as not to follow me, even when I give the explanation, yet should he not despair of himself, but continue in faith, walk on in the way, and hear the apostle saying, "And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you." Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk therein. Let us begin, then, with hearing his exposition of what we have heard him propounding. Then said Jesus unto them again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. See, he has opened the very door which was shut in his former description. He himself is the door. We have come to know it, let us enter, or rejoice that we are already within. All that ever came are thieves and robbers. What is this, Lord, all that ever came? How so hast thou not come?" But understand, I said, all that ever came, meaning, of course, exclusive of myself. Let us recollect then. Before his coming came the prophets, were they thieves and robbers? God forbid. They did not come apart from him, for they came with him. When about to come, he sent heralds, but retained possession of the hearts of his messengers. Do you wish to know that they came with him, who is himself ever existent? Certainly he assumed human flesh at the time appointed. But what means that ever? In the beginning was the Word. With him, therefore, came those who came with the Word of God. "I am," said he, "the way, and the truth, and the life." If he is the truth, with him came those who were truthful. As many, therefore, as were apart from him, were thieves and robbers, that is, had come to steal and to destroy. But the sheep did not hear them. This is a more important point, the sheep did not hear them. Before the advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, when he came in humility in the flesh, righteous men preceded, believing in the same way in him who was to come, as we believe in him who has come. Times vary, but not faith. For verbs themselves also vary with the tense, when they are variously declined. "He is to come," has one sound, "he has come," has another. There is a change in the sound between "he is to come," and "he has come," yet the same faith unites both those who believed that he would come, and those who have believed that he is come. At different times, indeed, but by the one doorway of faith, that is, by Christ, do we see that both have entered. We believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin, that he came in the flesh, suffered, rose again, ascended into heaven, all this, just as you hear verbs of the past tense, we believe to be already fulfilled. In that faith a partnership is also held with us by those fathers who believed that he would be born of the Virgin, would suffer, would rise again, would ascend into heaven, for to such the apostle pointed when he said, "But we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak." The prophet said, "I believed, therefore have I spoken." The apostle says, We also believe, and therefore speak. But to let you know that their faith is one, listen to him saying, having the same spirit of faith, we also believe. So also in another place, for I would not have you ignorant, brethren, how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. The Red Sea signifies baptism, Moses, their leader through the Red Sea, signifies Christ, the people, who passed through, signify believers, the death of the Egyptians signifies the abolition of sins. Under different signs there is the same faith. It is with different signs as with different words verbs, for verbs change their sounds through the tenses, and verbs are indeed nothing else than signs. For they are words because of what they signify, take away the meaning from a word, and it becomes a senseless sound. All, therefore, have become signs. Was not the same faith theirs by whom these signs were employed, and by whom were foretold in prophecy the very things which we believe? Certainly it was, but they believed that they were yet to come, and we, that they have come. In like manner does he also say, they all drank the same spiritual drink, the same spiritual, for it was not the same material drink. For what was it they drank? For they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. See, then, how that while the faith remained, the signs were varied. There the rock was Christ, to us that is Christ which is placed on the altar of God. And they, as a great sacramental sign of the same Christ, drank the water flowing from the rock, what we drink is known to believers. If one's thoughts turn to the visible form, the thing is different, if to the meaning that addresses the understanding, they drank the same spiritual drink. As many, then, at that time as believed, whether Abraham, or Isaac, or Jacob, or Moses, or the other patriarchs or prophets who foretold of Christ, were sheep and heard Christ. His voice, and not another's, did they hear. The judge was present in the person of the crier. For even when the judge speaks through the crier, the clerks does not make it, the crier said, but their judge said. But others there are whom the sheep did not hear, in whom Christ's voice had no place wanderers, uttering falsehoods, prating inanities, fabricating vanities, misleading the miserable.